Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Princess Podcast, episode number 13.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. My main man, Steve, to my right tonight.
Hello.
What's going on, brother? What's better weekend for you than me, apparently?
It wasn't a weekend, a good
Holy
weekend in
crap,
general,
man.
Where anybody betting on football.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I did. And we decided, Snow was going to come back.
And everything, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, talking and thinking about that. So here we are, guys. Episode number 13.
Mm-hmm,
Snow's
mm-hmm.
back.
I'm back, bitches.
He's back.
Shout out to Agents of Snow, 8-2 in the fantasy league. Just throwing it out there.
How was the food tasting?
Terrible food.
Oh.
And we're not going to actually be using any of it. But, you know, it was a free date night. I recommend that for everybody. Go to wedding food tasting. Save money. It's great.
Free booze, free food. Steve, you want to go to wedding tasting?
Right. Just crash them. It's great.
Just totally do that. But hey,
we
you know what?
Podcaster in that too.
We could. But hey, man, we had a crazy, crazy weekend. I want to just start off by saying shout out to the St. Louis Rams for sucking it up for us while the Bears are down in St. Louis. So
have you been to a Bears game where they've lost?
No, I'm undefeated. I'm absolutely undefeated. I think I posted I should go to all the Bears games now because clearly we play extremely well. But I want to point out, though, St. Louis is a great town, great city, had a blast. It's just partying in the city itself. But when it comes to football, dude, it was a home game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw it on TV.
It looked like that on TV.
But being in the stadium, man, it was like for every five Bears fans, you saw maybe one Rams fan.
Wow.
So hopefully they get a stadium and hopefully they stay because it's a great town to party in. And it's only a 4-hour drive for us. It'd be a lot harder for us to go out to LA.
I read an interesting article real quick. It was about a team in LA. And this guy was going around interviewing fans how they felt about a third team in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And basically, he summed it up. LA fans think of a football team there as like having a third donut. You know, you really shouldn't have it, but you're going to anyway, and you're going to feel like shit after you have it.
You know what, man? And they're talking about having two teams, so
yeah.
Fuck, who knows, man? But yeah, St. Louis is a blast. Bears pull it out, 4-5. Watch the Bears. I know we're going to talk about them later, but I'm just saying right now, watch the Bears. But we did have some other news.
We got some other competition.
We do. But we had some other news, and we're going to talk about our picks. Our picks are already up on the website. Check it out, princesspodcast.com. So we're going to go through some of the stuff, some of the news. But, Steve, what I want to start off by asking you is big news out of Denver. You know, and obviously he was a former Colt legend. What the hell do you think's going on with Peyton, man?
Well, he's already said he's got a torn ligament in his foot.
It's something
like that.
Right?
Something.
Yeah, he's got something there.
I can't even pronounce what the actual tear of the name of that.
They didn't know which foot it was on. First, it was on the right foot.
Now they're
saying it's his left foot.
Yeah, back foot or whatever. So nobody really knows. Thank you.
Right.
Sammy, just put the plug in, Sammy. Bubba's 33.
All right, so. As far as, so what's the question? Like,
My question is this. Is he playing again? Do you think he plays again?
Yeah.
He can't go out like that. He's got to.
Does he play again this year?
He'll go out on his own terms.
He might if they make the playoffs at this point.
Okay, so.
Like, their record's good enough still in 2 games again.
Sure.
They can still do it in the week AFC.
7-2.
Yeah. In the week AFC, they definitely still can. If the Ravens had a chance going into the Jaguars game, Denver's got a chance.
Yeah, so I'm with you there. I think Denver still wins that division. Maybe the Raiders come up, but they look like shit against the Vikings. So,
well,
the Chiefs obviously look good.
Are the Vikings now for real?
I don't want to talk about that yet. So, what I think is if Peyton doesn't come back this year, I don't think he comes back next year. I think this is it. He almost has to come. In my opinion, I think he almost has to come back this year to redeem himself over that game, because you don't want to end on that game.
Right. Yeah,
that's
not
the game.
You got to come back for a swan
song. You don't want to leave the league with a sour taste in your mouth.
No, you don't want to do that. You know? But, I mean, God, with all the injuries he's had, as bad as he's looked, this isn't the first game he's looked bad.
He had a .1 passer rating.
I know. But he is, I mean,
can you imagine that being the last game you've ever seen Peyton Manning in?
Right. I hope not.
Break a record and get benched in one game.
I hope not. And right now, he's tied for the most wins record, so he hasn't broken that yet either.
Yeah.
He needs to come back at least win one more game to break that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the extent of his injury is or whatever, but he looked like shit, man. That was just It was sad to watch. And that's coming from a Bears fan.
29-0 before Osweiler came in.
And then he moved the ball. He got him downfield. He got him to score.
He still was terrible.
Oh, he was terrible. But
Denver's got a big problem, man.
Well, Denver's already said that he's the future in Denver. So
it's a sad future in Denver.
England? Is it Oswald or what's his name?
Osweiler.
Okay. Yeah. Not Cobble Potter or anything.
Yeah, it's a tough situation out there because, I mean, now granted, the guy hasn't had any reps, and maybe he's going to do well. I don't know. I'm just glad it's set up for the Bears coming in.
If you have a running back for the Broncos on your fantasy squad, I feel like they're going to start utilizing him a lot more.
And that's been the problem so far this year.
They should have been doing that immediately.
Yeah, that's been the problem this year that, you know, I just don't know. But the good news is, so for the Broncos at least, you know, you're 7-2, so you got a decent cushion. Unless you go, I don't know, berserk and lose the next 3 or 4 games. I think you lose the next game, but that's just because I'm a homer. I think you're still in an okay position.
I'm kind of with you on this one. I mean, I know we're doing this pick early at this point, but I'm kind of with you on that. I'm not going to bet on Osweiler's offense. I'd rather have Jake Culler's offense. I mean, granted, Denver defense is still pretty good.
It is.
They're not as much as who we thought they were.
It is. Let's just get into it. Let's just talk about the Bears now. Let's just get out of the way, right? So, since we're already talking about them, now, St. Louis's defense is much better than their offenses. What I don't understand about St. Louis is why you have this stud running back named Todd Gurley and you don't give him the ball 75% of the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. We ask St. Louis fans.
Especially when you know Nick Bull pulled you sat him.
Right. You know. So I'm asking, you know, St. Louis fans while we're in the city, and I'm like, you know, hey, what the hell is the problem here? And everyone says the same thing. Coming off an ACL, we don't want to overextend him. We don't want him to get hurt again. And I get that, right? The Vikings didn't do that with Adrian Peterson when he came back from his ACL. And I understand he's a rookie, but this should be easier for him.
But being a rookie coming to the league, it's new for him.
He's still a stud. He still had, like, 76 yards and a touchdown.
Right, you came out of the SEC, so you're prepared coming into the NFL what a pro-style defense is going to be like.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But you're looking at guys much fucking bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So absolutely.
It takes a little bit of time.
Absolutely. So he's going to be good. So St. Louis' defense is much better than our
offense.
There's
the heir apparent to Adrian Peterson.
Yep. And the Bears smoked the Rams. I mean, Jay Cutler, can we stop talking shit about Jay Cutler now?
No.
All right, you can talk. All right, fine.
No.
But if you talk about just his playing, who's hotter right now?
He's played pretty well.
Who's hotter right now?
He's played pretty well.
There's not a hotter quarterback in the league right now than he is. There is not. In the last 3 weeks. What? I mean, name it.
Tom Brady.
Carson Palmer?
Tom Brady struggled last 2 games. Carson Palmer, maybe I'll give you. But beyond that, Aaron Rodgers is struggling.
Dalton?
God knows, Drew Brees. Did you watch last night's game? Okay, Andy Dalton?
Yeah, kind of struggled.
No, don't even get me there yet.
Yeah.
Who's hotter right now? I don't think there is.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone that's hotter right now.
I wouldn't use the word hot. I would say lukewarm.
Well, I'm saying who's all right, who's more lukewarm than him then? I think Jay is playing out of his mind. Keep in mind, Forte's not playing. Alshon's still coming off an injury.
It's a running league now.
And, hey,
it's a running league.
Jeremy Langford, our truth, our heir apparent, our future, third-round pick out of Michigan State, representing, dude. 191 total purpose yards. Looks amazing.
When's Forte going to come back?
I don't even care if he does at this point. Honestly. I mean, you got a younger guy that's doing the exact same thing that Forte was doing.
Yeah.
Forte wants more money. He's going to be in a contract year. I don't think Forte plays again for the Bears.
Right now.
I really don't. And it sucks because I like Matt Forte, don't get me wrong. He's done great things for the city, but this is a business before it's anything else.
Yeah.
And you guys know that more than anyone.
Yeah.
Peyton gets shipped out, right? It's the same kind of thing. So I don't necessarily think that it's a bad thing. I'm glad that Jeremy Langford is looking as good as he does. My bigger concern would be Alshon not wanting to stay. Because I've heard Alshon doesn't want to stay in Chicago.
Well, I think when you guys start winning more,
I would hope so.
It'll definitely help out the mentality of everybody. Winning helps everybody out.
Yeah, and we're stockpiling draft picks like nobody's business.
Yeah.
What sucks is, and we were talking about this while we were, you know, at the game or whatever, is John Fox is going to coach our team out of a good draft pick. We're going to end up winning enough games to not get a top 10 pick.
Well, right now, it's Cleveland has the highest probability of getting it, and then Tennessee is number two.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think the Bears are going to get the number one pick. We're 4-5 now. We'll probably be 5-5 after this week. So, I mean, you're talking potentially, you know, a 8-8, 9-7
type season. We're talking about the Bears being 5-5 and the Colts being 4-6.
Yeah, well, you know, perfect transition, man. So, Colts coming off a bye.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Since it's an upside-down league.
I think the Colts can do
this. What was your record last week on your picks?
Thanks for bringing that up. He's going a few shots to go warm. So Steve and I were three games. I was ahead three games going into this last weekend. I went 4-10. Steve went 7-7. So we are now dead even. Dead even for our picks, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, I did not do so well, and I'm a three-game skid on our shot bet. So
well, guess what? We're still at 60, like above 60.
We're still above 60%. So. Yeah, we're still doing better. We're gonna go ahead and I just cracked my phone. All right, we're gonna go ahead and take another shot. But yeah, doing super well with the picks. But God, 4-10 was kind of embarrassing. And you know what? My bets went just like that. So makes
sense,
so I guess.
Back to what we were just talking about, the Colts. You're talking about the Bears being 5-5, and we're going to be...
Could be
4-6 after this game.
Atlanta has not been looking too good.
Yeah, but their defense is still
pretty
decent.
They're still stellar.
And you still have Julio Jones and my main man, Mr. Freeman.
That fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can totally stop
him. And you're going down to Atlanta.
But, okay, so I don't even know because I haven't got a chance to research it, but LeRon Landry... Is he still a member of our team? Because I know he was on suspension, and he lifted the suspension today. So there's your homework assignment.
You looking that up?
No.
I'll look it up. I thought he was gone for some reason.
And then we got Matt Hasselbeck starting as a quarterback now. So granted, he's got a great record.
And a new offense.
We got a new offensive coordinator again. Game two.
We got Chud. So
coming out of the bye.
Coming out of the bye week, we got plenty of time to study up. Is Atlanta here?
No, it's in Atlanta. It's in Atlanta.
Damn it! If it was here, I would give us the chance. But dude, I'm not putting any faith in the Colts right now. I think it'll be a decent game. It won't be like watching fucking paint dry last night.
Jesus.
But
I was impressed by Houston. Actually,
I'm gonna put my faith in Matt Ryan. At this point, I'm going to pick Atlanta over the Colts.
So I took Atlanta as well. And the only reason I took Atlanta
was... What's the spread? I didn't even look.
6.5 Atlanta.
Well,
that's
not bad. They're at home.
Yeah, and I actually hesitated. There was a couple games when I was doing my picks earlier that I kind of hesitated a little bit. And this was one of them. Just because Atlanta hasn't impressed me in the last 3 weeks. They just haven't done anything. I know they were on a bye last week.
Who in the NFL has impressed me the last 3 weeks?
The Patriots.
Even after the last week,
I mean they're still undefeated.
They played us.
They're still undefeated. The Patriots, the Cardinals, the Panthers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a few out there. Yeah. Not many, but there are a few
Colts
out there.
Cut Landry.
Yeah.
I figured we did. I didn't know if he was still.
Yeah. Atlanta to me is one of those teams that it's like they're just not fundamentally sound enough. I think. And they haven't been. I mean, they struggle with the Titans. They struggle with the Titans.
Yeah.
And the Panthers smoke them.
Oh, these Titans do have a Dick LeBeau already.
Right.
So, like, he's not playing, obviously, but he's the defensive coordinator. But as a Dick LeBeau defense, he teaches them well.
But it didn't have anything.
He doesn't have the talent.
And they didn't stop the Panthers, and they kind of stopped the Falcons. So that's the only reason that it kind of made me nervous.
It also just tell you how talented the Panthers are right now.
I mean, I guess we have to be on the Panthers at this point.
We have
but
I can't get behind Cam. I don't like his attitude.
I do.
I mean, I think he's a douche, too.
I like him.
Mega douche.
I like him.
Mega
ripping
douche.
That sign down, I thought that was fucking awesome.
What about the pelvic dance that he just had?
Well,
do we even care about that?
I didn't really
do we even
shit.
Care
I mean,
about that?
There's plenty of champions, plenty of thoughts.
As long as nobody fucking
torches
on the football field, it's all good. I don't really give a fuck what you do.
Yeah. You know, what I will say about...
Class.
You know, just wrap up the Colts discussion. What I will say is it's not as clear cut anymore. I mean, a couple weeks ago, hell, even 3 weeks ago, we were talking, well, the Colts have a losing record. They're going to win this division with a losing record.
No, we can still lose this game, which I picked them to lose this game. But they can still be
in
the playoffs.
What are the Texans
now? 6-10.
What are the Texans' record now?
4-5.
Are they 4-5?
Yeah.
And they have a tough matchup, too, I believe.
They have a tougher schedule than we do.
Who they play next week?
Texans playing New York.
Jets?
Yeah.
With the red rifle comment, the JJ, he might be firing up his own defense, but we're talking about fucking Fitzpatrick and fucking the Jets.
We're also talking. Yeah. So. Yeah. So I don't know. I think the Colts.
Your main guy, Brent Morgan.
Yeah. So I think the Colts are going to struggle this week. I don't know if the spread is. I don't know if I'm buying the spread. I think it's going to be closer than a touchdown.
I would pick it closer.
I think we're going to pull it off. It'll be close, but we'll pull it off.
We have to be able to stop Freeman.
Not going to happen.
Do anything.
Maybe it will slow him down.
We're gonna show our ass if we don't look at stop the
run.
And anytime you've ever said that about the Colts, what's happened?
They
actually do that, so it's tough, you know.
I mean, it's better than it has been. This year has not been too bad, but we definitely step up. I hope they do.
I mean, I will say this: the defense has not been the problem. Right, the defense hasn't been the problem. It's been the lack of execution on the offense. Maybe Hasselbeck's going to be able to do that.
Can we take all 7 rounds in offensive linemen next year?
And you got 7 picks.
Can I email Jim Mercer?
We'll tweet him directly. You know, we'll just be like, "Yo,
DM him."
As long as we run the ball, I think we got this.
So, Snow, you taking the Colts?
I'm gonna be a homer because we ended up beating
Denver,
and nobody saw that coming. So.
Hey,
I think
this was tough. Like I said, I would not be surprised if the Colts.
Tampa almost
got
to
win. We went to the last
Tampa
game. We went to the first game. Peyton came back.
Yeah,
and we weren't supposed to win that game. We won.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think the
team's fired up. The team was fired up to play Peyton.
Yeah,
the crowd was fired up to see Peyton and also beat Peyton.
So.
Yeah. And you know what? Like I said, I would not be shocked either way if the Colts win this game or not. I don't know if we actually dropped our picks in, but I think we're both on the Bears as well. So, we're going Bears to go 5-5, and we're going Colts.
I wouldn't be shocked if Osweiler actually does something, though. I mean, he does have...
He can do whatever he wants as long as he loses the game.
They do have the talent on the offensive side.
Check this spread for me in that game.
They do have the offensive side talent to be able to pull up that win, and we know they got the defensive talent.
Yeah. No, you're right. But if they showed up...
Chicago, -1.
All right, so it's basically a pickup. So Chicago is -1 right now. That'll change. That'll change, but it's going to be a close enough spread. Go Bears, go all day. Bears go 5-5 based on my pick. Are you taking the Bears as well?
Bear down.
He's taking the Bears as well.
That means they're going to lose. I said bear down.
No, I know. And we both picked Atlanta. So what we're actually saying right now, before we get into the rest of our game picks and everything else, is we talk about the homer teams. What we're saying is the Bears are going to be 5-5. And the Colts are going
to
be what?
4-10.
4-6?
4-6, but...
Oh,
you had to say 4-10 to throw that in there, didn't you? Yeah.
Sorry,
so,
I was looking at you and I'm thinking 4-10.
I think we're going to be 5-5. We got this. Fuck Atlanta.
You know what? Either way, though...
We're both 5-5.
I do, too, because, God, would that be awesome for us to just be able to be like, you know what?
At 4:30, when we meet up and watch the rest of the games, I hope we're both 5-5.
I do, too, man. I do, too, because I think that shit will be fun. The Bears are impressing me. What pisses me off the most about the Bears, and as you can tell, I'm a little bit more of a jovial mood because we just came off of an ass whooping, and that's awesome for me, is how we should be 6-3 right now. And there's no reason we shouldn't have beaten Detroit, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have beaten Minnesota. In both those games, we were in it in the fourth quarter.
Got a brand new head coach, dude. A brand new head coach for the Bears.
But we were in
the season off against Green Bay, against Seattle, against Arizona.
And I'm good with those losses. Not good with them, but I understand those losses.
Yeah.
The losses I don't understand are the ones that you're winning or within winning in the fourth quarter against Detroit. And against Minnesota.
Detroit beat Green Bay this weekend.
Yeah, but that was bullshit,
in
too.
In Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
That's
fucking
huge.
I agree. I think they beat us at home, too.
Anytime you can pull off a win in Green Bay, it's fucking
huge. Absolutely. But I just think that, I mean, if we were 6-3 right now, that means the Vikings would be 6-3. Assuming all the other games went the same way, right? the Vikings would be 6-3, we'd be 6-3, and Green Bay would be 6-3. We could potentially be tied for first place instead of two games back.
You're not that far out, dude.
We're not. And I know we're going to get to this game later.
Aaron Rodgers.
There's a big NFC North game coming up.
Packer Nation is not relaxing right now.
No, they are not.
Aaron Rodgers is, what, all three games good now?
Yeah. They were 6-0. Yeah, it's 3 in a row.
It's trying time in Green Bay right now, dude.
And they're not, I mean, they're not looking good.
No.
They're not looking good at all.
And that's, with Eddie Lacy being out?
Yeah. I mean, where are they going to go?
James Stark's there.
Yeah.
But
he's so hit or miss and up and down.
That's not the answer for you. No. Aaron Rodgers has got to show up. He's got to be able to deliver the ball. It's so weird to see Luck having issues, was having issues, Peyton's having issues, Rodgers having issues. Not having
an
issue, Tom Brady.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy.
That tees it up, man.
Just to show you how far and above Tom Brady is above everybody else.
Cocksucker. All right. So speaking of the cocksucker Brady, he's watching that whole Giants-Patriots game.
Fucking best game of the week, by the way.
It was a good match.
It was the most entertaining game.
It definitely was. Fucking John Brown, their kicker. Fucking kick my ass, but anyway.
The Giants kicker.
Yeah, 17 points. That dude wouldn't miss. He was on fire. Basically won it for him. But the Giants, lost it. Anyway, the Giants, I think, should have had that. Because, again, there was a whole issue what comes down to what a catch is. Odell definitely, I think, had that before he got stripped in the end zone.
No idea what a catch is. Still don't know it.
Two hands on it, 2 feet down. They did get stripped,
Jim and I talked about this yesterday, and it's way different watching everything. Now we're in high definition land. They got to come up with something super high def.
Because
you have the half second that you move the ball from the left side of your body to the middle of your body, it's completely different than when you watch it like in quick motion, which is live or whatever you want to say. But
I just figure if it's in the breadbasket, if it's in there and you're 2 feet in the end zone, that should be a catch. I feel like it was.
So I'm going to give you two things. So one, obviously I had money on the game, shocker. And when he caught that, and I say caught that because he fucking caught that, I was like, shit, I just lost this bet. Like, I was like, I just lost this bet. And as terrible as my day was going, I was like, there's no way.
You picked the Patriots to win, obviously.
I did.
But what did you bet on them?
I had them on the spread. So there, at that point, I still had a chance. I think the spread was like six. I think when I got it, was maybe six, five and a half, six, whatever. It had to win by a touchdown.
Yeah.
At that point, they still had a chance to do that. But then when he caught that ball for a touchdown, I was like, all right, well, fuck, I'm done. And then they reversed it, and I was like, okay, I don't even waste my breath on it because I don't even know. And the perfect thing was, when you look at Chris Collinsworth, and you and I talked about this last night.
God, I hate listening to that guy.
I agree with you, but he actually made sense, right? He was a wide receiver in the league. He covers the league, obviously does Sunday Night Football. Said he's asked the league for documentation about what actually is a catch, and he just threw his hands up and said, I don't know what a catch is.
Yep.
If someone like Chris Collinsworth saying that, the fuck are we doing? We don't have any clue.
Nobody does.
No.
The umpires don't at this point.
Not at all. And when I would take it further, though, the second point I want to make, and Snow, I know you watched the game, and I know, Steve, you may or may not have, they still had a chance at the end. So given, all right, whatever happened, right, the mismanagement of time that happened again by Coughlin and Eli, Eli or Coughlin, I don't know who to blame in this one again. I would assume it's Coughlin, whoever's calling the plays, but you're at a first and goal with a minute and 47 to go, and you throw the ball three times, you save the Patriots from having to call timeout, no clock is getting run, you end up kicking the field goal that gives you the lead anyway. Why not try to run more clock off?
It was fucking.
And I know hindsight is 20/20. I know that hindsight is 20/20. I don't know if him running the ball three times was going to change the outcome of the game. But this is now the second game that they should have won that they didn't because of poor clock management.
In defense of Tom Coughlin, they have had a fumbling issue with the run backs.
You're right.
Why would you want to trust the ball?
I would have
in that tight scenario.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only defense I have.
That makes sense.
I still don't think that it was right. I still think, fuck it, you pay these guys millions of dollars. If they're not doing the job, fuck, cut them.
Get someone else.
Next man up.
You still lost the fucking game. It doesn't matter, right? And Gokowski, like, Gaskowski, whatever the fuck it is.
Gokowski. Mike Gokowski.
I mean, it was a 54-yard field goal, so it wasn't like a chip shot or anything.
He drilled it. I still would never put the game in his hands, though.
Well, no. And obviously, I didn't cover the spread, but...
He did pass Adam Vinatieri. And we're going to... Field goal points by the Patriots.
Adam ain't done yet. Oh, as a Patriot.
That is a Patriot.
Yeah.
And I know we're going completely off the book with our picks, but this is perfect for us to just get into the Patriots game, right? It's the Monday night game. Fucking Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan's got a shot.
Sexy Rexy.
He's got a shot to...
Your Buffalo Bills.
My Buffalo Bills.
You can hire his brother.
Shot.
Brother needs a job, right?
Rob Ryan definitely
he does. I don't think he's getting hired by him, but
he gave my brother a job. Does it work that way?
Hey, bring that back up when we talk about the Saints later, because I have a whole other thing about the Saints. But is it at home? I don't even remember. I know it's Monday night. Is it Patriots at home?
Okay.
Patriots at home.
5-4.
The Bills are playing well. The Bills are playing well. I think they're clear cut now over the Jets.
They started out hot. They
fell off
a little bit.
After that Jets game, they're clearly the number two team in that division. Still got a pretty good shot at making the playoffs, which I said that they would.
I still think the Dolphins are going to make
it. They did. The Dolphins did win, but I don't think the Bills beat the Patriots. I don't. I think it's going to be a lot closer.
Edelman being gone is not that big of a deal because guess what? Manny Amendola is the next man up.
Yeah. Who are they going to throw the ball to? It doesn't matter.
Amendola, Gronkowski. Gronkowski, sorry.
Yeah.
Gronkowski.
He's got so many options, it really doesn't matter.
As early as
Scott Chandler's been getting a lot of love, too.
Yeah.
A lot of love lately.
As early as this spread is, they're already at 7.5. So... Now, granted, it'll probably fluctuate a point here or there, but even Vegas is saying, dude.
Patriots win by 10.
Yeah, I would agree with
After
that.
After coming off that close game in New York.
And as much as Belichick hates Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
In a division game on a Monday night.
He's about to embarrass him, so.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so we're both on the Patriots, and I guess we're going to try to go in some sort of order moving forward. Just getting into our straight picks.
Yeah,
so literally, Steve and I are now dead even. You have to check our picks out on our website to see how we fare.
Also, you can buy some merchandise on our website, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Where's your guys' merchandise? Where's your t-shirts, Snow?
It's in the mail.
I definitely want the coffee mug.
Coffee mug's going to be helpful for a lot of you guys.
Especially in the winter time here, so.
Yeah,
but
I've rocked that t-shirt so many times, I got to buy a new one.
All right, next game up.
Yeah, so we're going to just try to get in some sort of order. Snow, where are we at?
We've already done the Bears.
We've talked about the Bears. We've already talked about the Colts.
Then we're moving on to the Pats.
We've already talked about the Pats.
All right, we're
at Washington, Carolina.
Which Washington just beat the dog shit out of the Saints.
I don't understand.
I mean, like, embarrassed.
I don't understand.
On TV.
7-14.
I was blown away by that. I did not see that coming.
47-14.
So I just want to ask you.
Basically saying Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins had 75 fantasy points.
Yeah. Oh. Mushroom stamp.
Oh.
He had 50 fantasy points the first half.
It's
unreal. Unreal.
That was fucking
unreal.
I mean, everything he's lobbed up, it came down.
It didn't fucking matter. It was insane. But here's what I'm going to bring up about the Saints.
That dude was fired up, and I saw a bunch of fucking videos on SportsCenter. Him going,
yeah.
You like that?
Doing his thing. And so about the Saints, though. So what I want to bring up is I thought the fire sale began last year, or the last offseason, with Jimmy Graham getting traded. Time out. We got to do a shot.
Yeah. Timeout. Brought to you by Fireball.
Brought to you by Jim Prince.
Again.
I'm on fire.
Ugh. God, I hate Fireball. Alright. So, fire sale somewhat beginning last offseason. There's some uncertainty with ownership in New Orleans in terms of where they want to take that direction, where the team wants to go. Okay, Steve? So ultimately, I'm going to tie this back for a question for you. Drew Brees probably still has a couple years left, right? You agree with that?
At least.
Yeah? Snow, you agree with that? Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I personally don't believe. What I think is going to happen is Drew Brees is not finishing his career in New Orleans. And the reason I say that it's like a swan song, like a Peyton swan song, like a Joe Montana back in the day swan song. Like, he goes somewhere else. I mean, dude's winning quarterback, like, you know, wins a Super Bowl with them. You know, he's going to retire as a Saint, all those things. But
there's nobody in this league right now. I mean, granted, I would.
Is happily, there? Think about it, though.
I would happily.
What's the question I'm going to ask you? He's a free agent. Name me a team that you think would pick up Drew Brees that's a quarterback away from a Super Bowl. The Broncos were a quarterback away from at least competing for a Super Bowl, right? That's why they took Peyton.
Bears.
I don't think so.
All right, let's,
I think there's
let's,
three teams. I think there's three teams.
Or the Los Angeles
this
team.
This is probably not even on your radar. Let's look at last season's defense in Kansas City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kansas City does have some talented offensive players.
And you're right. Kansas City was not on my radar. The only reason it wasn't because they paid Alex Smith.
Having Alex Smith, I mean, he's not terrible, but he's not the end all. He's not going to win you a Super Bowl.
Well,
Drew Brees there. He's not going against, you know, everybody he knows.
Yeah.
Peyton having a swan song, maybe a year, whatever. What a great division to go into with a great defense.
Yeah.
On that team. And a great coach.
And you know, I didn't even think about it, and I'm glad you, like, that's a really good point. Because then he could go stick to the Chargers. Where they ran his ass out of town for that. He could stick to the Chargers. I didn't even think about that. The team, like, the three teams I talked about, or that we talked about, were one were the Bills, if Tyrod's not your guy. Right? So the Bills, solid on defense.
If he left the Saints, it would be for an AFC team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? So
Texans.
Well, not necessarily, because that was one. I have three. So one, you're not Mariota's your guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't bring him in to
Texans.
Oh, Texans. I'm sorry. I thought you said Titans.
I'm
Titans.
The Texans.
So Texans was another one that we talked about.
Yeah.
The Texans, the Bills, and the Rams.
I mean, he's from Texas.
The Rams for me was like almost the perfect fit. And maybe it was just because I was in St. Louis.
Sounds really sexy though.
I didn't even think about Kansas City. I almost like Kansas City better. Houston was another one that I was like, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Houston would be really cool. If I wasn't a Colts fan.
I was going to say, you really want to go up against that?
If I wasn't a Colts fan.
Oh, definitely don't want to go against
Kansas
that.
Kansas City would be a sexy punch.
I hope he does, because he's not going to win again in New Orleans. And I think you guys are somewhat, at least you, I know Snow is at least a homer with him being a Purdue guy.
My God.
And he's a good fucking dude, right? We talked about that before.
He's a
like, there's nothing.
I think
we all agree that Drew Brees is a good guy.
Yeah.
We may not agree with all the other quarterbacks or all the other people we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Another place you can go, it's a terrible place to go for New York Jets.
That was the other team. That was literally the other team that we talked about.
We talked about four teams.
It was the Saints. It was the Saints, the Jets, the Bills, and the Texans. And then you brought the Chiefs in there.
Yeah.
So that's five. But those are all good homes for him. They're pretty close, all of them. Yeah, except for the Rams. They're all AFC teams. So I don't know. I do like that Kansas City. Just because he can be like, because I think he would much rather stick it to the Chargers than he ever would against the Saints, right? Like, he doesn't have to run with the Saints.
He's not moving out of New Orleans. He loves the town of New Orleans. His family's going to stay there.
Yeah.
Like
but he can go play for a couple years.
It's a nice drive up.
Sure.
Kansas City.
Go play a couple years somewhere else. And I mean, fuck, Houston's even better. It's even closer.
Oh, he was born in Texas. He's from Austin. So I figured he would like to go back
home.
That'd
be even closer drive.
Wow.
And, you know, that's
all speculative at this point.
I mean, we're just talking shit, right?
Yeah.
We don't actually know. The other part of that episode is about
really
the
excited about the possibility of Sean Payton.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. So a couple other. I know we're bringing back the Colts again, but we're down in that region. So let me just say this now. There's no way in fuck Nick Saban leaves Alabama. So anything that you're reading out there that says Nick Saban's going to be the next Indianapolis head coach is so unfounded, it's retarded.
I don't want any part of that, honestly. I don't.
Why would you want it anyway? You wouldn't want it to begin with, but there's no way Nick Saban
would be such a better pick for us.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Like, so
he's
when it came down to
he's the guy that made us do those fucking trickery calls.
I don't know if there's any ties to Indianapolis with him. I mean, he played for the Bears, maybe close there.
I think that if he can't get along with Greg Gregson, fucking fire Gregson. Sean Payton, who do we hire?
He does, or Sean Payton does both. Right? I mean, you give Sean Payton Pete Carroll.
That's a lot. Have a head coach.
Pete Carroll does it.
Yeah.
There's a GM there, but Pete Carroll has final player decision-making ability, whatever.
I was going to say, you don't want to have business decisions and have to worry about...
So what the Seahawks have going on is Pete Carroll does all... He has all final player decision-making ability. Someone else runs the numbers and, you know, whoever their GM is, right? They run the numbers, make sure that they're good with the cap and all that. But Pete Carroll makes all player personnel decisions. So you bring a Sean Payton into the Colts, you'd almost have to give him that.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd almost have to. Which isn't a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. He's a clear winner, right?
Yeah.
Imagine Sean Payton. I'm sorry. Imagine Andrew Luck under the tutelage of Sean Payton.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Be great.
That's probably where you guys need to go. Hopefully you guys just don't hire a fucking coordinator, which is probably what's going to happen.
He's also had the issue last couple of years, and almost every year in the league, his defense has not been very good.
Well, no.
He falls right back into the Tony Dungy kind of deal, where our defense is fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's...
I just want to make sure that we throw
kinda,
that
it's
out
It's kind of iffy. Like, I would prefer us to almost hire a defensive coordinator as a head coach.
Well, you already did that. Chuck Pagano was a defensive coordinator. And that was the idea when you hired Chuck, right? It was
Wasn't
create
Caldwell
a defense
too?
Guy. Caldwell was a defensive guy. No, he was the offensive. He was like offensive
coordinator.
Yeah. Okay. Pagano was like the switch. He was supposed to be your defensive guy.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Worked for Dungy. He was defensive, right?
Well,
Dungy was the head coach in Tampa Bay, and then we were actually talking about that too. So the last time, the last time the Colts got a head coach with head coaching experience was Tony Dungy. Everyone else has been a coordinator. Right, Pagano after Caldwell was a coordinator, and then after Caldwell, you have Pagano. And the Bears the same way. Don't get me wrong. This is the first year.
And the Bears back in there, right? The Bears are the same thing.
Right, every guy that we've hired,
he's got great socks on, dude. Great socks.
Every guy the Bears have hired has been a coordinator up until this hire with John Fox. So.
Moving on to Green Bay, Minnesota. Or did we actually say who's winning the...
We're just jumping picks. All right. I don't remember. What was the last game we were talking about?
Yeah, Carolina and Washington.
We never actually talked about that
game.
Yeah,
actually.
We got off on a tangent there a little bit.
We were talking about that. We were getting into it, and then we started talking about the Saints.
I want to take the Redskins. I want to. Just after the shellacking that they just put up. But I'm not going to.
Carolina.
What's the spread?
Carolina by minus 7.5.
The Carolina Bears.
Is it at home?
You would go against your own Carolina Bears.
Yeah. At Carolina?
Yeah.
You would go against your own Carolina Bears?
Dude, they just lit up. The Redskins just lit them up.
It's the Carolina Bears. Yeah. Peanut is there. Rubier is there.
And Peanut's our number one fan, too. Go Panthers. Go Panthers. Carolina.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, let's go. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Go Panthers.
All right, moving on to Green Bay and Minnesota. Green Bay after that.
Fuck. Where's this game at?
Game is at Minnesota.
Fuck.
Minnesota's going
is
to beat this
game
shit.
That Aaron Rodgers relaxes?
He has to. You cannot go down. So here, let me put it in perspective before we put the pick up. This is obviously big implications for the Bears. If the Vikings win this game, they're 8-2.
Are you a Packers fan?
No.
Are you a Packers fan this weekend?
I don't know yet.
I think last podcast you might have mentioned that. I may have.
Let me just put that in perspective, right? Vikings 8-2. If they win. If they win this game. They're 7-2 right now.
7-2.
If they win against the Packers, they're 8-2. The Packers are 6-4. Bears win, they're 5-5.
You need the Packers to win.
We do. But.
That's weird.
But.
Can you hope for a tie? That's what you should do.
I need a tie.
I don't know if it's going to work that way. Not the way Adrian Peterson
I cannot. Okay, so here's my thing with Am I on the Vikings? Am I not on the Vikings? I'm not on Teddy Bridgewater. There's no way I can be 100% all on the Vikings with Teddy Bridgewater.
Dude, he's got Stephon Diggs, or I think it's Stephon Diggs. He's a third-round pick. He is the number two rookie receiver behind Cooper.
Amari Cooper. Yeah.
Like, they're kind of legit right now. They have a threat. They have a receiver threat there.
I picked the Packers.
And they have fucking Adrian Peterson, don't forget.
I picked the Packers the last 3 weeks, and they lost all three of those games.
So what have we learned?
I'm going to pick the Packers to lose.
There we go. Oh, so you're on board with Ditka. So
yeah. Right, me and Dick are on the same page. We're both going to go.
I love how on Countdown they talked about it. Like, ever since you put the Packers, he's like, eh, well, all right, whatever.
Yeah, thanks for the $15 million McDonald's paid me to do that shit. No, I'm taking the Vikings. The Packers haven't showed me enough. Actually, let me double check that because I think I already put it on the website.
But will you bet on that game?
No. I don't want to bet on it because I don't believe in it. It's an important game. I actually took Green Bay, so I'm going to flip my bet, I guess, or flip my pick. I did take. It's on the website, yeah. So I picked Green Bay. And the reason I think I picked Green Bay is because I'm not on Teddy Bridgewater. I can't get on board with it.
He's a flopper.
I just can't do it. I can't do it.
All right, it's okay.
I'm taking,
okay,
I'm taking the Packers. What are you doing?
All right, moving on.
I'm not going to bet against Aaron Rodgers.
Four games skid
is enough. Playing outside. They're in Minnesota. It's a big game for them.
Definitely a big game for Minnesota. I mean, this is like the biggest game Minnesota's had in years.
I just remember how Denver shut him down.
He's a fucking players coach.
He is.
He's going to fire him up, dude.
Where'd he come from? Cincinnati.
I just remember how the Denver shut him down. I don't know.
Fuck it. I'm on Minnesota, dude.
Yep. Fucking Minnesota across the board.
You got Minnesota, huh?
I'm on Minnesota, dude. Right. This is our shot there for the week.
You're all on the same team, though, right?
No.
Oh, you are going with Green Bay? Okay, I thought you kept...
I don't want to bet on the Packers.
Thanks for paying attention.
What keeps going back and forth?
I mean, he's a flopper, but, you know...
I picked the Packers. I'm not betting on the Packers.
Oh,
there's got to be a difference.
So you're not putting your money where your mouth is.
I'm
that what you're
picking
saying?
The Packers to win. He will not bet on the spread.
Or you for the shot bet, because I got to fucking get a win.
All right, now we're moving on.
I'm very iffy on that, but I just think Mike Zimmerman will fire him up.
What was the spread?
Shit, -1. I think it was a pick 'em.
Was it?
Yeah.
So it's not going to fluctuate very much.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday, though, so...
It's a pick 'em.
Yeah, but it's not going to fluctuate more than a couple points.
I hope Green Bay wins for your sake. Honestly, I do. I would normally pick Green Bay in this situation, but I think Mike Zimmerman's going to fire him up enough. They're at home. It helps out.
People are actually going to go to the stadium, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so for reals this time, moving on, Arizona, Cincinnati.
Sunday night
football.
Dude, this is the best
game
in, like, the last 3 weeks.
Going to be a good game.
This is the best game in the last 3 weeks.
After,
I don't think so.
After what Houston just did to Cincinnati?
I don't think so. And here's why. Cardinals...
I think it's very interesting because you're talking about a lot of offensive firepower on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
One got shut down last week and is looking to fix their mistakes, which they needed to lose anyway.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, I still think the Patriots need to lose anyway.
I agree with that.
Carolina needs to lose.
I absolutely agree.
You gotta learn from it.
I agree with you 100%.
Ask Ronda Rousey.
Oh. Now we're gonna see who the true Cincinnati Bengals are. Megan Seaman, sorry about you, but
I think we saw who the true Cincinnati Bengals were last night.
We did. Well, I think we did too. I was just about to say that. I think the Cardinals, your Chicago Cardinals, are gonna win this game.
I agree.
So I think the Bengals are gonna be on 2-game skid.
Yeah. So a couple things about the actual game, and I want to bring up the Seahawks 20-year fan or something. About the Seahawks, so remind me about that, because I think we're playing time, because I'm pretty sure this is the last pick.
Oh, because the Cardinals and Seahawks won.
Yeah, they played last week, so I want to bring up the Seahawks for a second. I'll talk about this game for a second. Andy Dalton is still terrible in primetime games. He's still terrible. Now, he's had one good primetime game in his career, a 5-year career. If you go back and look, he's had one good primetime game. You know what that game was? Thursday night against the Browns. This year.
Maybe they should legalize marijuana in the league.
Maybe.
Because he needs to chill the fuck out.
He looked like absolute trash last night.
Maybe his fucking regimen before games is so...
I don't think Goodell is
so good that all of a sudden having that 4-hour skid, maybe he should stay up later.
He's got to do something different because he looks like trash on primetime games.
Come hang out with us.
Hey. Andy. What up, Andy? We'll keep you awake. So, that being said, how good do the Cardinals look Sunday night? And
oh, you picked the Seahawks to win.
Yeah, in the bet. In our bet.
Oh, so you're trying to defend your 4-10 record.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I picked the Seahawks on air. I bet on the Cardinals.
That's all I'm saying. You're trying to defend your 4-10 record now.
Fucking 4-10. Cardinals are -4 right now. That'll probably go down to like a 3. I think the Cardinals roll. I think they're on... They're probably, besides the Patriots right now, are probably the most balanced team. And I think after Andy Dalton's performance last night, how do you not put Carson Palmer in the conversation for MVP?
Carson Palmer going up against his old team.
Yeah.
To kick them while they're down.
Right. Fuck, hey, remember when you thought I was washed up and got rid of me?
Yep.
You're going to come to my house now, and I'm going to beat the shit out of you, right? I'm taking the Cardinals.
It's a double whammy for them.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals. But I do want to ask you something, Steve. I read this. I think I heard this. I can't remember where I... I don't know if I read it, if I heard it. I don't remember.
Might have dreamt it.
I may have dreamt it. And if I'm having these kinds of dreams, I should be getting paid a lot more than I am right now.
Did you eat paint chips when you were a kid?
Maybe. Mom?
Why?
So, the Seahawks. The only reason I'm bringing the Seahawks up is because the NFC champions last year, obviously, right? And we both agree a bad play call away from winning the Super Bowl last year.
Twice.
And Pete Carroll calling that play, right? And again, I don't remember if I heard it, read it, whatever, but is the reason the Seahawks are struggling so bad right now because the locker room just has no faith in Pete Carroll anymore? Has he lost that team?
No.
You don't think so?
They're all... I think he needs to
The problem?
He needs to get more... I think after the play call last year, he needs to get more faith in his offensive coordinator than he does.
Yeah?
I feel like before, the offensive coordinator was in charge, and then all of a sudden, the big game came up, and he was trying to win the second one in a row, and he's like, you know what? I'm in charge. Here on out, I'm in charge. The offense coordinator runs practice and shit like that, but Carroll comes down to him. I think that they need to go ahead and just replace the face in their offense coordinator. So they still have the same fucking offense.
Same offense with Jimmy Graham.
Minus defense. Percy Harvin.
And add Jimmy Graham. And then the same exact defense.
Well, now, don't get it twisted. Jimmy Graham is not a tight end. He did not want to be clarified as a tight end when he was the Saints.
And now that he's in Seattle, he's an actual tight end.
Wide receiver. But here's what's kind of funny. So on, I think it's ESPN, they clarify, I forget who it was. I can't even think of it. But below, you know how they have the tight end name or whatever? It has tight end wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is kind of fucked up. Like,
well...
You can start him in the league.
Either way.
As a tight end or a wide receiver. And I'm like, that's perfect for Jimmy Graham. But
they're not using him like that. The Saints use them as a wide receiver. The Seahawks are using him as a tight end. They're not using him right. When I was watching the game,
he doesn't want to block.
No, he doesn't want to do any of that shit. He wants to go fucking be Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do. He's better than Rob Gronkowski.
Can fucking block.
Well, that's why he's a tight end. That's the difference. I didn't watch.
Graham's a tight end, too.
I didn't watch 100% of the game. It was on the background. I was playing some blackjack and, you know, whatever. But it was there. And I just, the entire time I was thinking, why are the Seahawks so bad? Like, why are they? It's the same fucking team. It's the same team.
Legion of Boom is still there.
Same team. Right? Same fucking team. So then I heard or read whatever.
It's now a Super Bowl hangover.
I think it's a Pete Carroll, we don't believe in you anymore.
It's too early to say that. It's way too early to say that.
Now, how many games do you think so what are they, 4-5 right now? Seahawks?
Dude, they're not out of it yet.
Do you think they're making the playoffs? Do you think they make the playoffs? Given what's happening in the NFC North.
I feel like they can turn it around. I don't know if they will. They can turn it around because they have the personnel in place to do it.
So let's just do this right now. We have a little bit of time, right, Snow? So,
5 minutes.
We have a little bit of time. So let's just do this really quick in the NFC. We want to go to the AFC. Let's do the NFC real quick, right?
All right.
So NFC, and I'll wait for the West last, right? So NFC South. No, Steve's going to pull up the standings. But NFC South right now, clearly the Carolina Panthers are one. You know, undefeated. That doesn't change anything, right? Your opinion doesn't change? They're going to win that division?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so let's just do division winners, right? So NFC South, division winner. NFC North. It's either the Vikings or the Packers. Who you got? A lot goes on with Sunday.
I picked Minnesota to win, but I still think Green Bay can win this division.
But based on your pick on Sunday, you have to say the Vikings, right? Because they're going to be up. They're going to be up. They're going to be up the tiebreak at that point.
Still a little bit of time left, my friend. Still a little bit of time.
Okay,
left. So I'm still going to ride out Green Bay.
Okay, so
they're going to lose this week, but they'll still win the division.
Okay, so they're still winning the division. So you got Green Bay. So we'll come back to Minnesota. But you got the NFC.
God, I'm
right
now fucking Minnesota on a 6-game win streak.
I know. NFC East.
Fuck. Can I flip off?
No. Well, maybe. Because I did. But NFC... All right, so NFC East, do we actually care? We know there's going to be a division winner, but there's not going to be a wild card there. I mean, Dallas is on a 6-game or 7... I think there's 7 games now.
Dallas has to win out if they want to make the playoffs.
They're not
great. They're 2-7.
I still think Philly's going to win that division.
Tony Romo could come back. It won't be announced until Saturday.
Right.
I did try to pick him up on fantasy team because I'm not fucking retarded. I
think it's already online.
The Giants are up 1 game.
Giants are still up.
The fucking Redskins, and then the Eagles are.
So the Giants are first in that division. All right. So I guess my
point. Also sat Sam Bradford.
Yeah. Well, concussion or something.
Concussion and gun injury. Yeah. So.
So okay. So, and then the Cardinals are going to win the West. I mean, no dispute
that's
there.
Clear,
right?
That's
going to happen, right? So my question to you now is...
The Rams are second at 4-5. Seahawks are third at 4-5.
My question to you now is, given the wild cards, you're going to get 2 wild cards. Who are your 2 wild cards? One of them has to be Minnesota.
One of them's got to be in the AFC North. It's Minnesota or Green Bay. I'm picking Green Bay to win.
Who's good?
Atlanta.
So you're saying Seattle's not making the playoffs?
Yeah.
And when he said that, like, they're not going to be able to...
Does that affect anything with Pete Carroll or the Seahawks in any way?
You won 2 Super Bowls in a row. You won one of them. No, absolutely not.
So you're still in Atlanta. What's Atlanta's record?
6-3. They're going to be 7-3 after this weekend. So.
Damn, they're still 7-3? Or 6-3?
I don't necessarily know. There's 2-game losers again. So.
I still don't disagree with you. I think the Bears could backdoor into this somehow. I think there could be 3 NFC North teams in the playoffs.
You should do stand up with Sam Lloyd.
There could be 3 teams in the NFC North to make the playoffs. There could be. There's a pipe dream there. But no, I wanted to bring that up because, I read that somewhere and I was like, you know what? I want to make sure I ask Steve that question about Pete Carroll because he's got that USC opening. Right? I mean, he's got
not
that.
Backdoor now.
He's got that opportunity.
Not.
He's got that opportunity.
We know he's an NFL coach now. It's not like it was originally.
When he played with the Patriots or coached the Patriots, whatever.
So, real quick, I know you're trying to transition back into Bears, but I'm gonna.
We're gonna talk about the AFC real quick.
So, in the AFC.
Oh, we are in the AFC. Okay.
Who's the wild card in the AFC right now? Because it's kind of a toss-up. You have clear-cut division winners right now in the AFC. Well, minus the AFC.
So here are my division winners.
Well,
Patriots
clear-cut with the Broncos being 7-2.
Right now, here's what I think. As of right now, Patriots, okay, Bengals, Broncos, Colts. Not changing there. Okay.
Even though the Colts and Texans are 4-5.
Yeah, Colts will figure that out. So I think those are the division winners. Bills.
Texans on a two-game winning streak right now.
Dude. Ty, what's his name? Exactly. TJ, I'm sorry, TJ Yates is their quarterback right now.
Fuck off.
No way that's happening. My wild cards are the Bills.
Your Buffalo Bills.
My Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger's walking around on a fucking
I definitely agree. The AFC East and North are going to have a wild card.
Yeah, I mean, who are the teams? So you're taking, so you're taking Miami.
Check it out. AFC South, 4-5, 4-5, top two teams. AFC West, Denver 7-2. Kansas City 4-5. Your Oakland Raiders
4-5 as well, right? I mean, that's a three-game swing. It's a three-game swing. I mean, that's
It's not that much difference in between.
I know. I just think that a three-game swing is tough. The Bills or the Broncos may lose a couple, but I don't know, man.
Dude, I'll pick the Chiefs.
Over the Broncos to win it?
I want to pick the Chiefs over the Bills.
Oh, to make the playoffs.
I want to say there's gonna be one team in the AFC East right now.
See, I don't see it, man. What's the Kansas City's record?
Still has to go back to and play New England again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. With the AFC West.
Is this the Bills' first game with the Patriots?
West, you have to play the Broncos. And you've already... And the Chiefs have already beat them now.
I think they're 1-1 now. I think they both played each other.
Already?
I think so.
Well, I'm still going to say the Chiefs, though. They're building so much confidence, dude. They're getting a lot
better. Without Jamal Charles?
They're on a three-game win streak, dude.
Hey, man.
It's who gets hot right now.
You're right. Look at the Giants. Every time they won their Super Bowl, Barely won, got the playoffs, and then fucking won it. So.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, I mean, I think the Bills.
And who else is getting hot?
Bills?
Bears? Or
Chicago Bears. Actually, Chicago Bears this time. So, well, yeah, I think that's perfect. You know, it was another great episode for us, and continue to follow us.
Oh, sorry, lukewarm.
I forgot. Can't give it to me.
I had to double check my words there.
PrinceSpodcast.com. Check us out. Make sure you go buy some merchandise. We're at episode 13. We're kind of a big deal.
Above us next Monday too.
So yeah. So for with Thanksgiving next week and everything, we're gonna do Monday night. So we're actually gonna record while that Bills Patriots game is going on with my Bills.
There will be no NFL broadcast in the background.
Yeah, there might be.
There might be a little bit. Be a whole lot of me cussing too. Yeah. That's my fantasy football. Yeah.
We're gonna be doing this for Bubba's 33 next week, Monday night. Check that out as well. But continue the downloads, continue the support. We appreciate it. Here we go. Once again, Prince says, bear down.